USDA's livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook for this month increases overall meat production, according to Seth Meyer with the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
We had increases in beef production of 150 million pounds from our prior estimate and pork production by 120 million pounds from our prior estimate. And for beef, this is on increased carcass weights and increased cow slaughter, a lot of those cows coming out of dairy.
However, Meyer says broiler production is down significantly.
Broilers were down 420 million pounds, and this is on a slower than expected recovery from the February U.S.-wide ban on U.S. poultry products by China and South Korea. The reorientation is taking longer than expected, given the strong dollar and given the fact that some of the markets we might like to target generate a lot of revenue from oil sales. This has made reorienting our product away from the Chinese and Korean markets more of a challenge. And so we haven't recovered as fast as we thought we might from some of those specific bans by China and South Korea. On the turkey side, we decreased exports by 45 million pounds for a similar HPAI restriction, the loss of the China market from HPAI restrictions, and then taking a bit more time to reorient that product to other markets.
And milk production is also lower in this latest report.
Trimmed production 1.1 billion pounds to 210 billion pounds even this month. That decrease in output is on slower growth in milk per cow, lower cow milk per cow output out of California, and drought in the West.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.